Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
October 30th, throwing off condemnation.
All this week, Derek urges us to draw near to the throne of grace. Today he explains how we need to throw off the condemnation of a guilty conscience. It's important that we approach God without condemnation. In other words, boldly, because it says in Psalm 66, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear." If I regard iniquity in my heart, it means that I come to God with a consciousness in my heart of something that condemns me. Every time I try to approach God with faith, Satan reminds me of something that's not right and hasn't been dealt with. Maybe a sin that hasn't been confessed, or if it has been confessed, is still lingering because I haven't claimed and received God's forgiveness. I'm therefore conscious of the thing in my heart all the time. And if I come with condemnation, I don't receive that for which I pray. I must remove the consciousness of sin from within my heart. Basically, this is done by faith. If we confess our sins, the scripture says, He, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We can't do anything about the sin problem except confess, repent, and trust God for the forgiveness and cleansing that He's promised us. After that, we must not go on worrying about our sins, because if we remain conscious of sin as we pray, God won't hear our prayers. As the scripture says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear." Yet the psalmist went on to say, "But certainly God has heard me." In other words, the psalmist rises above Satan's attempt to condemn him and says, "God has heard me." Why does God hear us? Because we come in the name of Jesus. Because we come with praise and thanksgiving. Therefore, we're not condemned. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that I can come boldly to you. I proclaim that I throw off Satan's attempt to condemn me, declaring that God has heard me because I come in the name of Jesus. I shall draw near to the throne of grace. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.